Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Thank you for including me in your daily diet as you are consuming the good things of God. We're just a part of that diet, I'm sure, as you are feasting on great ministers and ministries and the Word and the voice of God speaking to you in various ways. We're glad to be a part of that. I want to talk about one of my favorite topics. It was the life-changing thing for me the day that I realized that my death is not something coming up as much as it is something in my past. The day that I met Christ, the old me had died, and then years of trying to kill off the old me was just a misunderstanding. I need to renew my mind. Well, it's not very encouraging to say to someone, you are dead. It's not really a way to start your day, I'll admit. But within the context of Scripture, it's really quite encouraging. The old you is gone. You are dead with all of its sins and transgressions. The new you is alive through the life of Jesus Christ. When someone meets you that hasn't seen you since you gave your heart to Christ, since you became alive in Christ, they may very well say, hey, you've changed. You aren't the same person you used to be. I say you should take it as a compliment because you are dead. Now, just because your old man is dead doesn't mean you never failed, but it does mean that when God looks at you, he sees nothing but the new man. This is why Paul emphasizes the phrase in Colossians chapter 3, by the way. That's where we get the phrase, you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God, verse 3. It's not your old man that's hid. Remember, your old man is dead. It's your new life that is hidden. Inside of the sacrifice of Christ is the new you, because Christ is living through you to the glory of the Father. Now, I've heard it said, you have too, that Jesus is walking next to the believer, defending them from harm. But it's not really true. Actually, Jesus is living through the believer, so that they are more than a conqueror. You never need to fear that you're going to go somewhere that Jesus will abandon you or leave you alone. You can't run him off or run him out because he's purchased you with a price. When God views you, he cannot help but see Jesus because it's the blood of the Lamb that marks the house of your heart. So Paul goes on in Colossians chapter 3, verse 4 to say, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. You see, Christ is not a part of your life. He is your life. Your life is non-existent without Christ. The old you is dead. Without Jesus, there's nothing to define you. And that's a wonderful thing to cherish, because without Christ, we're just a fading shadow. But with him, we are living, breathing the righteousness of God. Now, since we know that we're a new creation and that Jesus is living through us, we ought to set our attentions on showing forth Christ in our daily life. We live a life of abundance. We live a life of favor. We keep our desires towards heaven. But glorifying the Father ought to be on the forefront of our hearts and our minds. You see, because the Christian life is not about what so many of us have been taught, which is do the right thing, shun the wrong thing. It's really about a relationship with the Father. Once we know who we are in Jesus, there should be a daily desire to show his love and his grace to the world around us. As long as we're consumed with getting new things and being somebody on this planet, we're going to think very little about presenting Christ to a world that is so desperately in need of salvation. So I just say, relax today, my friend. Relax in the knowledge that the old you has passed away and that your new man is, as Paul said, hid with Christ in God. Take that knowledge and do something great with it today. You have a chance to set your affection on godly things with the finished work of Christ in your sights. Are you going to squander another day looking for your own pleasure, or are you going to share his love with a hurting world? We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.